With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Now let's all gather around.
Why? What's going on?
We decided we wanted to do something special this year for Christmas.
Like what?
Yeah, like what?
Well, we have a really big show.
A king-size show.
This show's a really big deal.
Yeah? Will there be a gift bag?
Probably.
Okay.
There'll be food there.
There will be food. You leave, you do not get food.
Yeah, it is the Christmas party.
Cheer up, dude. It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all.
It's showtime.
I remember when this song first came out.
Hey, what hurt you this morning, Carson?
And I was so confused. I'm like, wait, it says this song is from Timbaland, but that's not Timbaland singing.
Tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait,
that's the first time I heard this song.
Huh?
This is the first time I heard this song. I was sitting in a restaurant down in the Seaport when we first moved here. And it hit me like a ton of bricks.
I think this, really? No, this song came out long, like 2008. This, we were still living in Memphis when this song.
Is that?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, we played
what
this song.
Am I thinking of that?
I'm not sure. It's not
well,
this
regardless.
One.
Regardless.
Yeah, we had been playing this one on the radio in Memphis. Because I saw Timbaland did this song. He was on tour with Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. And he did like a DJ set of all of his hits. And I remember him doing this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like in
Must
Nashville.
Be thinking of another song.
Yeah,
about.
Maybe.
About someone done you wrong and
right,
that they can
right.
blank off to the left.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure this was like.
This came out in 2007. I just looked it
yeah,
up.
Yeah. I knew it was 2007, 2008. One Republic headlining our Deck the Hall ball tomorrow night.
It's too late to apologize.
You piece of crap.
Do what?
You piece of crap.
Oh.
Do you not add in
no.
words?
I no. do it all the time.
Oh my God, especially this
Mine
one.
Usually oh, curse you do. Words.
That's pretty funny.
Well, it is usually, Dan. I tried to clean it up a little bit there for that one.
So the FCC will let you be?
Yes.
The only
I
one
don't
I
get fined. Thank yeah. you.
No, the only ones I ever do it to are the traditional ones like Garth Brooks and and the like.
Yeah.
That's funny. So yeah, we've got Andy Grammer coming in, the band Camino, Dermot Kennedy. Show is sold out. Kennedy said there was some tickets on the secondary market.
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
They're not cheap.
They're not.
They have held their value.
They have.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They didn't go down to like $10 or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Which, yeah. You see that a lot
it's
with shows
show.
When they don't sell.
It's
this
a good show.
This show sold out so quickly. Yep. If you're going, make sure you bring us a new unwrapped toy. We would appreciate that. We're going to be talking a lot about our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys because today and tomorrow is it. And then we are done.
Yes.
That will be it.
That's it. That's
that
all.
That will be it for the 2022 edition of our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. And we still have a little bit of work to do. We still have a little bit of work to do. We have a lot of toys to collect over the next 48 hours.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking a lot about it. You're probably going to be tired of hearing about it, but it's simple. Donate some toys and then we'll stop talking about
it. Well, shut up.
Easy peasy. Well, it's good to see you.
Good to be seen.
You look a little stiff over there.
Yeah, I had a bad back night last night. I was on my floor for about an hour.
Oh, no.
Just flat out. I'm like, all right, well, get it out now, back. Get out now, because we can't have it tomorrow. So that's what we did.
Huh.
So you slept about 40 minutes.
No, I did. Once, this happened kind of around 4 or 5-ish yesterday. So I took something so I could finally sleep.
Right,
so I
right.
slept. So, yeah, I feel quite rested, actually. Just a little stiff, but it's all right.
You know what my wife does for that? Because she does so much, like bending over her equipment and stuff at work. She spends a lot of time on her feet. She does this stretch every night. And so she sits on the floor and then puts her butt up against the wall and her legs straight up in the air.
And
that helps a lot with her stiffness.
I have an exercise that they give me. I do it all the time. You might see me do it. You might just think I'm looking weird, but I do it all the time to help with this neck thing. So in any event, we're doing all right.
All right.
Shaking it out.
Sure. Okay. Cool. Good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Producer Dan.
Good morning.
Got a haircut.
I did. I spent all day yesterday grooming myself for the show.
Took that long?
Yep. I found a new barber in town, my new town in Woburn.
Yeah.
He has heard of War of the Roses.
Oh, good. Interesting.
He's like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I need a haircut. I'm going to a work event Saturday. And that just eventually devolves.
Of course, leads to what do you do for a living?
Right.
All that. Yep.
And then he was like, oh, yeah. So do you do something like a second date update or War of the Roses? And I was like, funnily enough, the second one is us.
He's
like, oh, I was listening to that this morning. I was like, well, then you probably heard me.
That was awesome. Did you get a discount?
No. I gave him a big tip, though. He did a good job.
Okay.
And then I went and got an outfit.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Did you go to Kohl's?
And Men's Warehouse. I double dipped.
I love Men's Warehouse. They do good work there.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else do we have on the show today? We will get an impossible parody from Kennedy. Spoiler alert, it's probably going to be about toys as well. Because I don't know if you know or not, but we're doing a toy drive. And we're trying to finish it up by tomorrow. Not a lot of sports last night, but there is something very interesting that is happening in Boston this weekend that I think is just completely flown under the radar. It's mind-boggling to me. There's a huge sporting event happening. I think it's tomorrow night at Fenway Park. It's huge.
Is that wasabi thing?
It is.
I've heard the wasabi part.
Right.
Not
so
sure I know
if
after
you don't
that.
Know what we're talking about, we'll give you that and the Good Vibe Tribe coming up in 10 minutes on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We, of course, are streaming on the Odyssey app. There were no games last night. The Bruins play tonight. They are at the Arizona Cardinals. They dropped the puck at 9:30, Kennedy.
Okay.
So if you're up late, you can watch that. As far as the standing, the Bruins are in first place with 21 wins and only 3 losses on the season. It is really incredible. Celtics were off last night as well. They're off again tonight. They play tomorrow. They play the Warriors, which is a rematch of the NBA Finals. Of course, the Warriors beat the Celtics in 6 games on that. The Celtics also in first place. They are 21-5, Kennedy.
Okay.
Patriots don't play until Monday. It's been really kind of a weird 3-week run for the Patriots.
Is it because now that there's football on so many different days that it's not like it just used to be on Sundays and one game on Monday and now there's games all the time?
And they've added another game to the season. So there's 19 games now.
So you kind of have to fit it in.
There's Thursday night games.
Yeah.
There's Saturday games. There's Monday games. They're playing in England. They're playing in Mexico. They're playing in Germany.
Yeah,
they're just expanding the league so much. So yeah, they play on Monday. They are playing in Arizona, so you could go see the Bruins tonight and then go see the Patriots on Monday if you're out there for the weekend. It's not a bad weekend of sports. It's an 8:15 game, and oh, by the way, their game for the following week got moved. They were supposed to have the Sunday night game the following week against Arizona against the Raiders in Vegas, and they got flexed. They got moved up because they're not that good.
Yeah, that's too many primetime games for a mediocre team.
It's very weird. Thursday, Monday, and then they were supposed to be on Sunday night. And the wasabi thing we were talking about just a few minutes ago, it's actually next weekend. It's not this weekend, but I didn't even know it was happening. It's just, I completely missed it. I don't know if you've caught it or not, but it is the 2022 Fenway Bowl.
Okay.
There's going to be a college bowl game happening at Fenway Park.
That's all wild.
Yeah.
But it's because college football isn't that big here, right?
I guess that's what it is.
You know?
So it's next Saturday night.
That's
it is
cool, though.
It is the, you're right, it is the Wasabi Fenway Bowl. And I guess the story was it was supposed to happen in 2020. It was canceled because of the pandemic. Obviously. And then in 2021, it was supposed to happen. And then 3 days before it was set to be played, the pandemic still going on. So they canceled it because of the Omicron variant.
Yeah.
And so now it is finally going to happen this year.
Well,
it will
exciting.
Be at Fenway Park. It
Who's
is
coming to town.
Okay. So the game will feature next Saturday night from the American Athletic Conference.
That's not good.
Cincinnati.
Okay. Like and UC or? University of?
The Cincinnati.
Yes, the University of Cincinnati.
That's where my stepmother went.
The Bearcats, Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And then the champions of the Atlantic Coast Conference, Louisville.
Go ahead, Louisville.
So there you go. The game is scheduled for 11 a.m. Saturday at Fenway
Let's
Park.
Let's go.
It's a wild time to have to get up and play football.
If you're a Cincinnati or Louisville fan, it's tough to tailgate that.
Not really.
Get out there at 6 a.m., get the grills going.
Like right. We don't do that here.
I love it. So we're going to have all these people coming in from that part of the country.
Awesome.
And the weather, I think, is going to be pretty pretty cold next week. So
Cincinnati is cold.
Yeah. Louisville is not. Yeah. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So many people always ask, like, is that Dan that sings that song?
Everybody thinks that's me. And
well,
no, I would like to clear that
that's
up.
That's a lie. Why would you lie about that? Yes, that is Dan singing. You guys nailed it. By the way, if you have a Good Vibe Tribe story, drop us a text here in the studio, 617-931-1234. And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, donate some toys at mix1041.com/toys. We have 2 days left on our 10,000 toys for girls and boys, and we are still probably about 3,000 toys short. $10 will buy one toy. So if you do like $70, that'll buy seven toys. mix1041.com/toys to donate there. A Frontier Airlines flight from Orlando to Knoxville got canceled on Sunday, so 13 random passengers rented a van together, Kennedy, and they went on an epic 650-mile road trip.
Guys, this was the best thing ever.
They even took turns driving and had a blast. And a guy in Australia just returned a library book. It was overdue. His grandfather had checked it out in 1903. Yes, that's right. It was 119 years overdue. It is an early copy of Great Expectations by Charles Dickens and still in excellent condition. And three more animal rescue stories are in the news this week. Firefighters saved four horses that fell through the ice on a pond in Montana. They were in the water for about 3 hours, but they're all okay. Meanwhile, firefighters saved a deer that fell through the ice in a river in northwest Minnesota. And a puppy in New York pulled free from its collar and jumped into the Hudson River. Boaters couldn't find him in the frigid water. They eventually gave up, and he turned up on the other side of the river in New Jersey.
Wow.
Realized he was in New Jersey and then decided to swim back to New York. And finally, people have used Dry January as a way to feel better about overindulging in alcohol during the holiday season. The only problem with Dry January is it's not as fun. So there's a new thing, Kennedy. It is called Dry-ish January.
So is it the California sober of dry January?
Yeah, so you just dial it back a little bit in January.
Or
as
we call it around here, couple beers, kid.
That's it. And Kennedy, Koreans are considered to be 1 or 2 years older when they're born. I don't know if you know this story or not. It is, I lived over there and it was a very weird thing because you'd meet somebody and the way they had celebrated their birthday is different than the way we celebrate our birthday. So let's say you were born on December 31st,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Then on January 1st of 2022, you would be 2 years old. Because it would be the first year and the second year all happens like at the same time. So they have the Korean
that
time.
That literally makes no sense.
You're one when you're born, and then they add a year every
Every January 1st.
But you're not one when you're born.
But that's what
you are in Korea.
That's what it is in South Korea. Yeah. So if you were born December 31st, you're one, and then on January 1st, you're two. And they are
Justice
changing
for
it.
For a first birthday.
Well, they are changing it as of today. So Koreans born December 31st of 2002. would be 19 under the international system, 20 under the counting system, and 21 under the Korean system. But they are changing. It'll go into effect in June so that now their birthdays will be the same as ours.
Don't make it more confusing, Korea.
Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
All right. So sometimes, you know, like you want to say something, but the words just don't come. But you know you want to say something really big, but the words just don't come. Well, so does this young man.
Have you ever had a dream that you had you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
It's me on the radio, Kennedy.
I think we can all relate.
That hurt.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
Have you given toys to KNKs? 10K. We don't have enough. And I'm running out of things to say.
Honestly, I'm running out of rhymes for the word toys.
You know we will never make it on our own. But now we're so close to that 10K. A few.
She is also known by one name, just like Brittany. It is Kennedy. Just continuing to crush our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys parody songs. We have 2 days left, and we are still about 3,000 toys short. And we're going to be at the Deck the Hall Ball tomorrow night. If you're coming to that, please bring a new unwrapped toy. But I don't know if we're going to hit it there because I checked with Sal yesterday just to see how many tickets there were for people that were coming to the event. And he said it should be about 4,000 people there, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. If every single person brings a toy, that's 4,000 toys. However, let's be real. Let's say maybe 20% of the people, right?
Yeah.
If 50% of the people bring toys, still that's 2,000 and we're still going to be 1,000.
Which
short.
I would think 2,000 would be... wonderful, but I don't think that's what we're going to
do. I'm somewhere between 500 and 1,000 toys.
Because you got to figure a lot of these people just, One Republic's coming to town and bought a ticket.
Right, exactly. Yeah, not
or
everybody.
Or they might have already donated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that
because
too.
Because you guys are amazing people and that's what you do.
Right. I figure somewhere between 500 and 1,000, so that gets us to somewhere close to 8,000, so we're still going to be about 2,000 toys short. I do want to share with you, Kennedy and I got a text late yesterday, and you know, Erin O'Malley, her son was treated at Boston Children's Hospital. They saved his life.
Sweet
and,
baby.
Right, and she has shared that story over the years. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy that listens to the station, Joe. We affectionately call him Lamborghini Joe because, yes, he has a Lamborghini, and that's his Instagram handle.
That's a dope name, Lamborghini
is,
Joe.
I know, and he's a really cool Lamborghini, too. And so every year, he comes through big time for Erin O'Malley and donates, tens of thousands of dollars over the years he has donated to Boston Children's Hospital for Erin and because of her story. Mm-hmm. And so we were at the Boston Children's Hospital Champions dinner on Giving Tuesday, and Erin was there and I was there. And she's like, hey, Lamborghini Joe is here and he wants to talk to you about your toy drive. And I've gotten to know Joe, obviously, through Erin over the years. And he came over. He's like, how you guys doing? I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you, Joe. We're a little bit behind the eight ball. It's been a little bit slower this year. And he's like, all right, well, I might be able to do something. I was like, okay, great. And I have his number, but I didn't want to really bother him. Like, if he donates, he donates. If he doesn't, he doesn't. That's okay. And then yesterday, last night or something, Kennedy, we got that text message. Mm-hmm. It was 1 o'clock yesterday. And it was just his screen grab of our website. And he donated a little over $2,000, over 200 toys.
Lamborghini Joe.
Came through yesterday with 200 toys.
The GOAT.
And it was awesome because I went through, because you can go through and like pick the toys you want to donate. So if you, you know, you pick $10 or $50 or whatever, but you can actually go in and pick the toy. So he donated stuffed animals. He donated a baby doll. He donated a playhouse.
He looked at everything and said yes.
Yeah, he donated basically a bike, a scooter, a kitchen playset. He donated some electronics, a toy train. It was just awesome.
It's going to help so many kids. It's incredible.
Right. So if you want to get involved like Joe did.
Even if you don't drive a Lamborghini, if you drive a Corolla, that's cool.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this last night. And I, you know, we've talked a lot about the economy right now, and it's tight for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just think we're in a fortunate situation in our lives where we've got a little bit of money, but things are still tight for us. But we still gave a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And if it's tight for you, I get it. But if it's tight for you and you normally have a little bit of money, you think about people that don't have a lot and how much tighter it must be for people like that.
Yep.
So mix1041.com/toys, mix1041.com/toys. You can make a financial donation right there. mix1041.com/toys. How did that conversation you just had in the hallway go, by the way?
Bro.
Really? They coming in hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we're going to talk to them after 7 o'clock.
And okay.
They...
Do you want to say who it is yet, or you want to wait?
It's a big old number.
Okay. Do you want to wait and say who, or until... it's your call.
Yeah. We got an email from the incredible people at Middleborough Recycling.
Okay.
And they want to donate, but they...
okay, well, don't give it all away yet.
And I just had a conversation with Tony, who I was crying in the hallway. So, yeah, it's a big one.
Okay. Middleborough Recycling?
That's it.
Okay.
So they love the planet and they love children.
100%, Dan.
All right, so that's coming up after 7 o'clock.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Trevor Noah's 7-year run as the host of The Daily Show is over. He took over as host of The Daily Show in 2015 after Jon Stewart retired, and he hosted the Comedy Central show for the last time last night. And as he offered his farewell, here is what he had to say.
Thank you to the people who watch, the people who share the clips, you know. Everyone who's had an opinion, everyone who's been kind enough and gracious enough to, you know, whether even if it's a critique, doesn't even have to be praise, but some people who watch, I don't like it when you do this, but I watch. I want to say I appreciate those people. Even the people who hate watched, we still got the ratings, thank you. I'll tell you now, do yourself a favor. You truly want to know what to do or how to do it, or maybe the best way or the most equitable way? Talk to black women. They're a lot of the reason that I'm here, and so I'm grateful to them. I'm grateful to every single one of you. This has been an honor. Thank you.
He went on to say, we live in a society where we increasingly introduce ourselves to things that separate us. We forget that real friendships come from the similarities, then the disagreements, and how we polish each other as human beings. There are not just two ways to solve any problem. There are not just two ways to be. Well said. Celine Dion is dealing with a rare neurological condition, and it seems quite serious. She took it to Instagram yesterday to leave this message.
Diagnosed with a very rare neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome, which affects something like 1 in a million people. This is what's been causing all of the spasms that I've been having. Difficulties when I walk, and not allowing me to use my vocal cords to sing the way I'm used to. I won't be ready to restart my tour in Europe in February. I have a great team of doctors to help me get better, and my precious children who are supporting me and giving me hope. I want to thank you so much for your encouraging wishes of love and support on my social media. Take care of yourselves. Be well. I love you guys so much, and I really hope I can see you again real soon.
So
that's got us, man. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's one of those.
I've never
like,
heard
autoimmune
of it.
Me neither.
Well, that's because it's only one in a million people get it. So, but it's, you know, another sort of one of these where your body starts to turn on itself mm-hmm. and your muscles don't do what you ask them to do. They do what they want to do, which mm-hmm. means that they just stop working and they spasm up and your vocal cords are muscles. So sending her all the good stuff. She's moving the shows to 2024, so she has a positive mental attitude.
All right.
So send her all of the goodness.
Okay.
And Pete Davidson has returned to Instagram with...
Yes.
Eli Manning?
What?
He unveiled a joint page with Eli Manning yesterday, and here's what they said.
So I heard you don't have Instagram.
I don't have Instagram.
I don't have Instagram.
You don't have Instagram?
We should do an Instagram together.
Really?
Yeah.
What would we call it?
I don't know. That I figured you could come up with, because I'm not... Because you have to come up with play calls
P-Man?
And stuff. P-Man?
Do you just have like a name? I don't know.
P-Manny? He said, I decided to come back.
This is better than whatever that idea was.
She's going to murder you.
He said, I've decided to come back, but only with the goat. How do you feel about him calling Eli Manning the goat?
It's not even close.
He's not even the goat in his own.
Yeah. He's not even the best brother.
Seriously, he's like third for
I truly
brothers,
don't know what's going to happen here, Mannings. But they have a bajillion followers already, so there it is. All right, guys, coming up at 7:30, Nick Carter dealing with some pretty damning accusations and a quick royal update because, you know, the Netflix thing dropped, so let's talk a little bit about those first few episodes.
Yeah, you go Peyton Manning, Archie Manning, and then Eli Manning.
No, Eli's got a couple of rings. You got to put him over his dad.
No way.
A lot of big foreheads in that family, though.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Please say hello to Melinda from Providence.
Hey, Melinda, what's happening?
Hi, what's up?
Not too much. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure, think about it.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
I don't know, maybe.
I'm going to need you at an 11.
Do you have your game face on? Not that we can see it.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. Ryder Strong turning 43 over the weekend. He played 90s heartthrob Sean Hunter on which hugely popular sitcom?
I know this too. Okay. Boy Meets World.
There it is. Pharrell wants to save the polar bears. He's dropping an exclusive merch collection with 100% of the proceeds going to Polar Bear International. Which product is known for using polar bears in their ad campaign?
Coca-Cola.
39 years ago today in 1983, Scarface opened in theater starring Al Pacino as Tony Montana. Fill in the bleep from this iconic line from Scarface.
Want to flick ish? Okay. Happy night with you. You want to play rough? Okay.
Uno.
Say hello to my friend.
Say hello to my...
little friend.
Question number four. The head showrunner at Law & Order SVU, David Graziano, has been accused of bullying, misogyny, and toxic behavior. What is the name of the producer who created the entire Law & Order franchise and all of its spinoffs?
Oh my gosh. Is it Wolf?
I need more than that.
Yeah, first and last name?
Dick Wolf.
Bum bum.
Question number five, Billboard put together a list of the highest grossing tours of 2022. Bad Bunny was number one, followed by Elton John, then Ed Sheeran. Which country is Bad Bunny from?
Oh my gosh. I know it's, let's go to Puerto Rico.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! It's a good thing to go with.
Well, Dan, it would appear that she did have her game face on. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
She's like a silent assassin.
Melinda from Providence got 5 out of 5 right.
Okay, way to go.
Thank you.
You may or may not be in trouble.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ryder Strong turning 43 over the weekend. He played 90s heartthrob Sean Hunter on which hugely popular sitcom?
One more time?
Sure. Ryder Strong, he played 90s heartthrob Sean Hunter on which hugely popular sitcom?
I have no idea.
You want to guess?
Hugely popular 90s. Beverly Hills 90210.
Question number two. Pharrell wants to save the polar bears. Which product is known for using polar bears in their ad campaign?
Coke.
By the way, I'm not going to tell you which ones
yeah.
you got right or wrong. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Okay. 39 years ago today, in 1983, Scarface opened in theater, starring Al Pacino as Tony Montana. Kennedy, fill in the beep from this iconic line from Scarface.
Want to play guess? Okay. Have to play with you. Do you want to play rough? Okay.
No.
Say hello to my friend.
Little.
That is sorry, forgot where I was. Question number four. The head showrunner for Law & Order SVU, David Graziano, has been accused of bullying, misogyny, and toxic behavior. What is the name of the producer who created the entire Law & Order franchise and all of its spinoffs?
Is that Dick Wolf?
I don't know. I can't tell you. Question number five. Billboard put together a list of the highest grossing tours of 2022. Bad Bunny was number one, followed by Elton John and Ed Sheeran. Which country is Bad Bunny from?
Oh gosh, I don't know where he's from. I don't know where he's from. Mexico? I don't know where he's from.
All right. Kennedy, question number one. You did not give an answer. Oh, you said Beverly Hills 90210. That is incorrect. Boy Meets World.
Because it's Boy Meets World.
Coca-Cola, you got that one right. Say Hello to My Little Friend was correct. Dick Wolf was correct. And question number five, Bad Bunny is from
Puerto Rico.
Kennedy, not Mexico. Final score, 5-3. Holy smokes. Let's go, Melinda, with your game face.
Thank you.
So we're gonna
get. I read a lot of pop culture too.
So. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's what we like.
Well, it helps out in this game for sure.
You just won yourself $100. Congratulations! And oh, by the way, we're gonna throw in a pair of tickets. You're gonna go see the Goo Goo Dolls on August 15th, 2023, at the Leader Bank Pavilion. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. But you are getting those concert tickets absolutely free this morning. Okay.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's gonna be a really fun tour. Kennedy, what do you want to say to Melinda?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Melinda.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
If you're coming to our Deck the Hall ball on Saturday night, we've got One Republic, Andy Grammer, Dermot Kennedy, the band Camino, and we are collecting toys for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. So please bring us a new unwrapped toy, and we give all of these toys to the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program. If you can't bring a toy, you're not coming to the show. That's cool, too. You can donate online at mix1041.com/toys. We are a little bit under the gun this year in that we are behind. We only did half as many stops this year because of how quickly everything happened. So normally, you know, we do 10 or 12 stops this year. We only did 7. And obviously with the economy, it has slowed down the donations a little bit. We just have a long way to go. And we have today and tomorrow, and that is it. And so Tony reached out to us. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. So, Tony, where do you work again?
I work at Middleboro Recycling in Middleboro, right off of 44 and 18.
Okay. And you wanted to get involved this year. Why?
Well, we as a family at work have several kids and grandkids and nieces and nephews, and we feel that no kids should have nothing at Christmas.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tough time. So, it's hard when you don't have anything. It's hard when you can't. When you have a choice between like keeping the lights on or putting presents under the tree, that's something no one have to do.
That's exactly what it's coming down to be honest with you. We have a family of three, and we just saw our new electric bill. So
yeah,
times are super tough. I don't know how people are going to keep the lights on and, you know, raise their kids.
Yeah. Heating oil. Have you seen the price of heating oil? It is wild. So here's what I was wondering if you would do. We would love to give you, say, a little promo on the air. Do you think you'd be up for donating, say, 100 toys if we gave you a little promo on the air?
I mean, absolutely. 100 toys, you know, goes a long way.
Middleboro Recycling, Kennedy, going to donate 100 toys. What do you think about that?
I think that's wonderful. Where can you find Middleboro Recycling if you wanted to, you know?
Well, I was actually there yesterday. It's 128 Bedford Street in Middleboro, Kennedy. You know, I was at the Middleboro Recycling yesterday. It was rubbish.
Yeah, you know, you actually turn your scrap into trash, so we actually pay you for that stuff.
You just missed my dad joke, though. What are you doing?
No, she didn't miss it, Carson. She kept moving along, which is what
come
we need
on.
To do.
She that saved
was,
you is what
that
she did.
That was pretty good, Kennedy. Do you know what the best birds are that should be recycled, Kennedy?
Huh?
Toucans. Come on now. That's good, right?
She's going to hang up.
Carson, can you please focus on what we're doing here, not what you want to do here?
Oh, my God. A good dad joke. A good dad joke. Yeah, so family-owned business since 1946, dedicated staff. You guys, you do safe, convenient recycling services to residents in Middleboro and the surrounding areas. I'm talking about customer service that is the best, Kennedy.
I agree.
The best customer service.
I agree.
Efficient, Kennedy.
Yes.
The best efficiency. So again, if you want to reach out to Middleboro Recycling, 128 Bedford Street in Middleboro, you can call them at 508-946-2383. And the owner has a heart of gold and gives to those who are in need, Kennedy. That's what I say, a heart of gold.
That's 100 toys right there,
do you think
for sure.
Is that 100 toys for you right there, Tony? Yeah? Okay.
I mean, if there was a medal that was more precious than that would be him. So if he gives where he can and when he can, and he always gives no matter what. So, another 100 toys. Let's do it.
That's 100 toys right there. What if we did another promo, Kennedy? Do you think Tony would do another 100 toys for Middleboro Recycling?
100%.
Yeah? You want to do this
one,
Kennedy?
Sure. Did you know that like if you have steel, copper, brass, aluminum, stainless steel, other kinds of metal, and you need to sell it, they have the highest prices around?
I did not. They're going to pay you the highest prices?
You need a little bit of extra money. You have some scrap laying around. They're going to turn it into something good, and they're going to give you the best deals.
And where should I go?
You should go to Middleboro Recycling. Duh.
Oh!
Where is that again, Kennedy? I forget.
It's at 128 Bedford Street in Middleboro, Mass.
I think their phone number is 508-946-2383, right?
That feels like 100 toys.
And Kennedy pulls up from three.
Was that another 100 toys?
100
right
toys!
Hold on, let me write that down. So are you in for 200 toys, Tony?
Let's do it.
You want to do another 100? You want to make it 300?
Let's
you want to do one? You want to do another one?
Let's go.
Producer Dan, you want to take a shot?
Did you know that Absolutely. Middleborough Recycling strives to provide a wide range of services that make it easy to recycle and reduce your daily waste?
You do not say.
Middleborough Recycling has always prioritized convenience, organization, efficiency, sustainability.
I had no idea.
Yes.
What is your address, Producer Dan? Do you happen to have that in front of you? Because if you don't, I know it off the top of my head.
I would love to hear it.
It just happens to be 128 Bedford Street in Middleborough, and you can call them at 508-946-2383. I just happen to know that off the top of my head.
I know they're open Monday from Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How convenient.
Oh, that sounds like 300 toys so far right there. That is...
Let's not get bogged down in monetary things. We're talking toys.
Yeah, 300 toys you just donated, Tony. So you're saying if we did a fourth commercial, you would donate 400 toys?
I mean, if that's what you need, we're in.
Well, then let's talk about cars. You got a junk car sitting in your front yard that you don't want? Well, guess who can help you?
Who is
Middleborough
that?
Cycling.
You don't say, Kennedy.
They will take everything. Rims, catalytic converters, batteries, you name it. Just give them a call, and they will give you a quote on said vehicle. That phone number, 508-946-2383, to get rid of that car, because you know you've got family coming over, and it's embarrassing to have a car in your front
yard. Is there anything they can't do?
Well, I bet you didn't know they had 7 decades of recycling metals that has allowed them to become one of the most efficient, reliable places. Did you know that, Dan?
Nothing gets me pumped up like talking about recycling metals.
It sounds like she just gave us another 400 toys.
That sounds like 400 toys to me.
Holy smokes.
I did.
You're like the Oprah of toys.
I really, truly do.
So dare we push you to another one?
Are we done, or should I do another? I got another recycling pun, Kennedy. Did you know?
We do have to shut it down somewhere, so.
What do you say, another 100, and then we'll shut it down?
I'll give you one more pun.
We're pushers. We push people.
Only if it's a solid, solid pun, and it's really punny.
Okay. You know, my wife, Lana, actually made a dress completely from recycled whiteboards, Kennedy. It was remarkable. Does that count?
We're still at 400.
We're still at 400?
You didn't take any away?
All right. Kennedy, Middleborough Recycling, 128 Bedford Street. Their phone number is 508-946-2383. What do you know about them?
Here's what I know, is that they called in this morning to give us 500 toys. And if that doesn't speak volumes as to the quality of human that works there, then I don't know that anything else I say will matter. So, for all of your recycling needs, or even if you don't have any and you just want to say thank you, Middleborough Recycling, 128 Bedford Street in Middleborough, 508-946-2383.
They care about the planet, and they care about children at Christmas time. We love them.
Oh, they have a website too, Kennedy. I bet you didn't know it was MiddleboroughRecycling.com.
Amazing.
I do now.
Let's do it.
That sounds like 500 toys were just donated is what that sounds
Whew!
Like.
We're on a heater.
That sounds amazing. And I want to just challenge everybody going through the coffee line today, maybe skip it and take that $10 and turn it into a toy, because there's nothing more precious than Christmas joy on a child's face, truly.
From the 845, I've never been more interested in recycling. From the 978, this is Mix 10 Recycling 1. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. From the 603, I'm crying. This company is amazing. 500 toys. Yeah. Holy
cats is what we say here. Holy cats.
Oh, my gosh.
And I mean, Toys for Tots is truly an amazing organization.
No, it's true.
I'm a wife of a veteran Marine myself, so it really tugs at the heartstrings, and especially more so at Christmas. But every child should always have what they need, especially at Christmas time.
Well, be sure to thank him for his service, and thank you guys so much to everybody over at Middleborough Recycling, who just donated 500 toys.
Wow,
that is a lot. All right, I'm gonna let you go. I got to go find some more recycling puns, Kennedy.
I just drove by Middleborough Recycling and pulled in. I have nothing to recycle, but these commercials are amazing.
That's what we do.
If you want to make a donation, please, we need your help. We have to wrap up by tomorrow at the Deck the Hall Ball. You can donate at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of the New England Ford dealers. Don't miss the Shine Bright sales event happening now. So this next story, I want to give you a trigger warning. We're going to talk about sexual assault and self-harm, so I just want to let you know that this is coming. A woman by the name of Shannon Shea Ruth held a press conference yesterday in which she said Nick Carter sexually assaulted her when she was just 17 years old. Here is what she had to say.
The last 21 years have been filled with pain, confusion, frustration, shame, and self-harm that are a direct result of Nick Carter raping me. After he raped me, I remember him calling me and grabbing me and leaving bruises on my arm.
She filed lawsuit alongside three anonymous women identified only as Jane Doe's, who also claimed that they, Carter sexually assaulted them. She says that he lured her into his tour bus after a concert in Tacoma, Washington, offered her a drink, and then the assault happened. She also claimed that she contracted HPV afterwards. Nick Carter is denying the claims. His spokesperson says this is a claim about an incident that supposedly took place more than 20 years ago. It is legally meritless, but also entirely untrue. Unfortunately, for several years now, Miss Ruth has been manipulated into making false allegations about Nick, and those allegations have changed repeatedly and materially over time. No one should be fooled by a press stunt orchestrated by an opportunistic lawyer. There is nothing in this claim. We have no doubt the courts will quickly realize. And as a result, ABC is no longer airing the Backstreet Boys holiday special, A Very Backstreet Holiday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
It's a lot. So I feel for everybody involved here right now, and I just.
Yeah, you don't know what's true and what's not true.
I do not. So that's everything that I know right now, and as things change, I'll let you know.
It's such a weird place, though, because you want to believe the victims, but you also want it innocent until proven guilty is how the court is supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what to think.
Right.
After 20 years, does that mean it's just a civil suit or is it criminal?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's just a civil suit is what they're filing right now.
Doesn't
I would have
matter.
To imagine.
If it happened, it happened. So, well, again, as I hear more, I will let you know. So, theater nerds, I've got an update for you. You know, the film adaptation of Wicked is happening, and I have a few more casting things to tell you about. Michelle Yeoh is going to play the role of Madame Morrible, the head of the school, where Elphaba, played by Cynthia Erivo, and Glinda, played by Ariana Grande, are students. And Jeff Goldblum has been confirmed to play the wizard. I can't think of anyone else that could play him better.
That's awesome.
So I'm excited about that. We're set to release December 25th, 2024. It's never going to come out, but I'm going to talk about it every day until it does. And a little royal update for you. Carson, the first three episodes of Harry and Meghan finally dropped on Netflix. A lot of bombshells were dropped. But I think the one that we're going to take away with us this morning was just the way that they met. And it was using his secret Instagram's account.
Is there audio for it or no?
No, I don't have any audio.
It's such a cute story.
Yeah.
And so I guess he was scrolling through Instagram and saw one of his friends, a gal, and the gal was out with Meghan, who was visiting, who was in town. She was on break from Suits.
Yeah.
And they posted a picture, and Meghan had, you remember when the doggy filter was like all the craze on Snapchat?
Yep.
And this was like 2015. So the friend posted the video of Meghan with the doggy filter with the little Dalmatian ears and Dalmatian nose. And he was like, who is that gal? So the girl reached out to Meghan in an email and says, hey, Prince Has wants to meet you. And she was like, who is Prince Has? Sounds like a bad rapper's name. And it was Prince Harry.
And it was also her single girl summer. So she was not down for meeting men. She just wanted to go have a time on her own. But as they say, the rest is history.
I love that he has an unofficial Instagram account.
So I watch this and I have a lot of thoughts after watching it. Obviously, you know, they are able to share their side of the story, which is what they wanted to do. You know, a part of this that's difficult for me, and I've said this all along, is if you want it out of the spotlight of the royal family, but then to come to the United States and start a podcast and, you know, a Netflix special, it feels like you're still putting yourself out in the spotlight.
I don't think they wanted to be out of the spotlight. They wanted to be out of the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, it seemed like a lot of the first episode that I watched was all about being in the spotlight and the paparazzi. Mm-hmm. What I didn't realize, and I have a lot of sympathy for them for, was all of the horrendous racist stuff that was put in the tabloids over there.
Which is why they wanted to leave.
It was just god awful what they were saying from her. They were calling her the girl from Compton, and she had never been to Compton before in her life. I mean, it was just horrible.
Right.
And I can't imagine what that was like for her and for him to have to experience.
From what I hear, like, our tabloids are junior varsity compared to what they do over
they
there.
Were,
oh, no
they're
idea.
Brutal.
They were
they'll,
showing
they'll
the headlines. It was awful. And she was trying to be kind to the paparazzi, and she'd be like, smile and hi, guys. And then she got in trouble. They're like, it looks like you want the attention. And she hadn't. It was tough to watch. I felt bad for her in that regard.
Well, that's what they wanted you to feel. So, mission accomplished.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be Kennedy. Can't be Kennedy. You know that Kennedy.
everybody say good morning to Heather from Ashby.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
We kicked Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you $100. If you tie, you lose. And Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Heather?
I am ready.
The original Avatar will be on ABC on Sunday, just days before the sequel hits theaters. It will be the first time it's ever been broadcast on regular TV. What is the name of the Avatar sequel?
I'm not 100% sure on that.
Are you 80% sure or like 20% sure?
We'll say Avatar Part 2. I don't know.
So 0%.
Yep.
Chip and Joanna 0%. Gaines are being sued for at least $1 million by their former literary agent. What is the name of the HGTV series that made them famous?
Oh, I used to watch that. I know she has that Magnolia, but I know that's not the name of it.
Nope. It was the show that they did together.
Right.
Yep. You only sound 37% sure about this one.
Question number three. Brenda Lee is 78 years old on Sunday. What is Brenda Lee's most famous Christmas song?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Question number four. Jackie Chan says Rush Hour 4 is happening. Who stars opposite Jackie Chan in Rush Hour?
What's his name? Is it Chris Rock?
Question number five. 57 years ago today, 1965, a Charlie Brown Christmas premiered on CBS for the first time. What item does Linus almost always carry with him?
A blanket.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Not bad. I'd say it's good for about 20%.
Yeah.
Kennedy?
Yep.
Heather got 2 out of 5.
All right.
So, no, that would be 40%, wouldn't it?
Let's not get bogged down in math. That's neither of our strong suits.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready? The original Avatar will air on ABC on Sunday, just days before it hits the sequel hits theaters. It'll be the first time that it's ever been broadcast on regular TV. What is the name of the Avatar sequel?
Avatar in the water.
It is in the water. It's called Way of the Water, Kennedy.
Sure.
It's important to stay hydrated. It's what James Cameron's message.
Chip and Joanna Gaines are being sued for at least $1 million by their former literary agent. What is the name of the HGTV series that brought them to fame?
Flipper Flop.
Oh, no. No, no, no. What are you doing with your life? It's Fixer Upper. 0-0. Brenda Lee is 78 on Sunday. Kennedy, what is her most famous Christmas song?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
There we go. Tied at one. Jackie Chan says Rush Hour 4 is happening. Who stars opposite Jackie in those movies?
Chris Tucker.
2-1. Question number 5. It was 57 years ago today, 1965. The Charlie Brown Christmas premiered on CBS for the very first time. Kennedy, which item does Linus almost always carry with him?
A blanket.
That is correct. Nice work.
You finished strong.
Those were tough.
Well, those were difficult. Intern Samantha coming for you this morning, Kennedy. All right, Heather, you don't get the cash, but I have some wonderful news for you. I hope you don't have any plans for tomorrow night. You have just won yourself a pair of concert tickets to our sold-out Deck the Hall Ball. We've got One Republic, Andy Grammer, Dermot Kennedy, the band Camino, all playing at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. We will see you there tomorrow, you and a guest, for the show, okay?
And I will bring some toys, too.
Yes.
Look at that.
We don't even have to ask anymore.
Heather is paying attention. Nope. That's what I am talking about. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Heather from Ashby, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
She is 100% delightful.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject. And we now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject. And we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is. Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
Well, Kennedy's been on a fantastic roll of doing the 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys parody, so we have today and tomorrow, and that is it. Mix1041.com/toys to make a donation. What do you have for us?
You know, these things kind of start to write themselves after a while. They're sitting in my head for so long, but I figured to take one of the Deck the Hall Ball artists, our good friend Andy Grammer, and instead of Good to Be Alive, here is It's Good to Give a Toy.
Uh-huh. We've been grinding so long, it's been 10 great years.
Uh-huh.
Got 10K every time, but this time we got fear.
Uh-huh.
And if there's a man upstairs, can you hear our prayer?
Uh-huh.
We might not make that goal, I'm setting up a flare. We need you all to come through. We are so far from 10K, we're wishing on a star. Please help all of our dreams to come true, yep. And now it is your moment.
Feels good to give a toy right about now.
Uh-huh. Good, 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 good to give a toy right about now.
Uh-huh.
Good, 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 good to give a toy right about now. Trucks, dolls, basketballs, we cannot do it without y'all. And hey, it's good to give a toy right about now.
Uh-huh.
We feel dead in the water, what will happen next?
Uh-huh.
Who's got a few more bucks? Hey, give me your Amex.
Uh-huh.
Let's think about those kids with an empty Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Boston, let's send Santa down the chimney. Let's keep moving on and get that number up.
Uh-huh.
Damn, we're feeling blessed with all this love. We need you all to come through. We are so far from 10K. We're wishing on a star. Please help our love. Our dreams to come true, yep. And now it is your moment.
Feels good to give a toy right about now.
Uh-huh. Good, 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 good to give a toy right about now.
Uh-huh.
Good, 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 good to give a toy right about now. Uh-huh. Trucks, dolls, basketballs, we cannot do it without y'all. And hey, it's good to give a toy right about now.
Get Andy to sing it.
Go. Well, I don't think he could do it better than you just did it, Kennedy. That's
incredible.
All I'm saying.
Well, then we can do it together. It's no problem.
If you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible parody, drop me an email, Carson@mix1041.com, Karson at mix1041.com. Do not text it in because we don't want Kennedy to see the idea. A text from Steve the Scientist Kennedy.
Yeah.
Just donated $100. I won Can't Be Kennedy. And so I wanted to provide a bike, a scooter, a kitchen playset. Keep up the good work, Carson Kennedy.
Thank you.
And producer Dan. From the 978, OMG, this will be stuck in my head all day long. Amazing donating now. That is what we're talking about.
It's the toys, dolls, basketballs part was going to be. Just right in my noggin.
It is a 10,000 toys earworm. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
We do appreciate that. Also, don't forget, mix1041.com/toys to make that donation. Or if you're coming to the Deck the Hall Ball tomorrow night, you can bring a new unwrapped toy. We will have a big box truck there collecting the toys as well.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey, everybody, say good morning to Mariah from Weymouth.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
It's hard not to ask if you're the Queen of Christmas right now.
No, I'm not. Unfortunately.
You could be.
I don't know if that Mariah lives in Weymouth.
I don't think so.
All right, here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. Hey, Sam, how you doing? Kennedy has left the studio. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. You tie, you lose. Question number one. Raven Simone, 37 years old tomorrow. Which Disney Channel TV show did Raven star in that has had two spinoffs?
That's so Raven.
Peter Billingsley has a new podcast about Christmas movies. He and a co-host will discuss films, including It's a Wonderful Life, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and others. Which Christmas movie did he play the character Ralphie?
A Christmas Story.
Pete Davidson and Eli Manning have made a shared Instagram account because they both do not have accounts. Which football team was Eli on for 16 seasons before his retirement?
If they didn't exist, the Patriots would have 8 Super Bowls.
Whoa, giving a big hint there, Dan.
Miami? I don't know.
Question number 4. A new ID docuseries called The Price of Glee will air in January, and it will look into the details, the deaths of cast members, including Corey Monteith, Mark Salling, and Naya Rivera. The trailer says, and I quote, "In May 2009, 10 young actors made their TV debut on Glee. By 2020, all of them will be famous, and 3 of them would be dead." That is a tease for a promo. On Glee, which actress plays the school's cheerleading coach?
I've never seen it. I don't know.
Okay, and question number 5. Celine Dion is dealing with a rare neurological condition called stiff person syndrome, and it causes spasms that make it difficult for her to walk or even use her vocal cords. And she's had to push back her tour dates to 2024. Which country is Celine from?
I'm going to say England.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to this weekend, Mariah?
Working, unfortunately.
Oh, wow. You got to work over the weekend?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
I always have that line stuck in my head from Fantasy. Me and Mariah.
Go back like baby with pacifier. Old dog, no lie. Keep your fantasy hot like fire.
Kennedy's jump. Like, I don't like this.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Whatever I walked
Thank
into.
You.
Mariah got 2 out of 5 correct. These are tough.
Well,
are you ready?
You bet.
Raven Simone, 37 years old tomorrow. Which Disney Channel TV show did Raven star in that has 2 spinoffs?
That's So Raven?
Tied at 1. Peter Billingsley has a new podcast about Christmas movies. Which Christmas movie did he play the character Ralphie?
Christmas Story.
Tied at 2. Pete Davidson and Eli Manning have made a shared Instagram account. We have no idea why, other than neither of them had accounts prior. Which football team was Eli on for 16 seasons before his retirement?
On the Giants.
Boo.
The New York Football Giants is it. 3-2. A new ID docuseries called The Price of Glee will air in January. The trailer says, and I quote, "In May of 2009, 10 young actors made their TV debut on Glee, and by 2020, all of them would be famous and 3 of them would be dead." On Glee, which actress plays the school's cheerleading coach?
Jane, what's her last name? It starts with an L. Leaves? Jane Leaves? Is that wrong?
Jane Lynch.
Lynch.
3-2. Question number 5. Celine Dion is dealing with a rare neurological condition called stiff person syndrome that is causing all sorts of spasms, and she had to push back her tour to 2024. Which country is Celine from?
She's from Canada.
Oh, Canada. What a man. That is 2 days in a row. My voice has just been golden.
You might need to check.
What do you want from us here?
More applause. Mariah, I'm sorry. Kennedy gets the win 4-2. You don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Mariah from Weymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.